Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, and tonight on the show, President Donald Trump is lying to the American people once again, and this time it's about the flag. It's about players that want to take a knee during the national anthem, and he suggests and calls almost all-out war on NFL players, on NFL owners, to do something about it. Because he doesn't agree with what they're doing. So tonight's going to be an exciting show. Get ready, because All You Need to Know Radio starts right now.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my city. Off from my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. We are heard every Wednesday night at 5:30 Central Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to join the show live, give us a call back in the studio here at 323-870-4164. That is 323-870-4164. And you can listen to the show directly if you'd like to actually get involved in the show. We would love for you to do that. All the Donald Trump people out there that like to slam people in as cowards on social media, be a man, be a woman, stand up for what you believe in. Give us a call here in the studio and let us know, you know, why you think this man is always so right. Why you would follow this man over a cliff, even though he's one of the most dishonest presidents we've ever had in the history of the United States of America. It is pretty sad. All right, so let's get today's show going. Once again, my name is John Hollywood, and let's tell you a little bit about us. We are basically a radio station for everyone. We are All You Need to Know Radio, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And once again, you can join us at 323-870-4164. You can follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. And Facebook is All You Need to Know Radio, and Twitter is All Need Radio. We would like to just throw our hands up and clap you. I wish I had an applause thing here because I don't know how cheesy that just sounded. But listen, we had 247,000 followers on Twitter as of last week. We are now at 265,000 followers, and that's all because of you, America. That's all because of you, and we want to tell you just how appreciative we are of that, because a lot of people don't tell you. So we would like to welcome everyone in the United States and around the world, no matter where you are, no matter where you are right now, if you're in your car sitting, if you're at the gym working out, this is the radio show you need to be listening to, because listen closely, we are not fake news. No matter whatever the president wants you to believe, fake news is actually very rare out there today. But we are not fake news. We do check our sources. And so that's what I want you to know about this. So let's get today's show started. Donald Trump, just for some reason, not really sure, but he was at a rally in Alabama. This is so strange to me because he still holds campaign rallies like he's still running for president. And it could be because he's a 71-year-old man that's probably losing his mind. And he probably forgets every day he's the president of the United States. You know, the one that holds the finger to the nuclear weapons, the one that makes decisions that affect every one of your lives, every single minute of every single day. I think this guy has to be reminded that he's not the CEO of Trump International anymore. He is actually the president of the United States, which, you know, he ran for very crookedly, and the special counsel is actually investigating him for the Russian scandal. And let me just tell you something, that is coming along slowly, but the investigation, if an investigation is run properly, you should not be hearing a lot about the investigation. You hear about the investigation when the hammer's about to come down. And let me tell you something, the hammer's about to come down on a few people. In the coming weeks, we will be doing shows about, you know, where the Russian situation stands and everything. But make no mistake, the Russian investigation is not stalled. They are working on it diligently. And the thing is that you don't want to hear a lot of leaks. Everybody's like, well, why don't we ever hear about the Russia investigation? Why don't we ever know what's going on? Because it is an investigation. Grand juries are secret. You're not supposed to know when someone's called before a grand jury. But we have some information that maybe I'll tell you in the next few minutes in the show of two people, at least one person that the FBI and the special counsel have told undoubtedly they are going to be indicted criminally. And so we can go into that. So back to this rally that once again, it's still so hard for me to call this guy the president of the United States because he's such an embarrassment. But he was at an Alabama rally. Once again, they bill it as a campaign rally, which once again, he is the president. I mean, he is, like it or not, he's the president. So the thing is that just out of the blue, he goes off on this rant about Colin Kamberman. I know I'm saying his name wrong, so I'm just going to call him Colin, and then I'll try to do his last name here in a few minutes again. Colin Pick? I just got to get his name. But the thing is that he just out of the blue went off on this rant. I'm going to let you hear it. And I'm also going to tell you why I think he did it. But for better or for worse, here's the president of the United States.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired. Wouldn't you love it? You know, some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired. And that owner, they don't know it. They don't know. They're friends of mine, many of them. They don't know. They'll be the most popular person for a week. They'll be the most popular person in this country, because that's a total disrespect of our heritage. That's a total disrespect of everything that we stand for, okay? Everything that we stand for. And I know we have freedoms, and we have freedom of choice and many, many different freedoms, but you know what? It's still totally disrespectful. And you know, when the NFL ratings are down massively, the NFL ratings are down massively. Now, the number one reason happens to be that they like watching what's happening on, you know, with yours truly. They like what's happening. This, because, you know, today, if you hit too hard, right, they hit too hard, 15 yards, throw him out of the game. They had that last week. I watched for a couple of minutes, and two guys just really beautiful tackle. Boom, 15 yards. The referee gets on television. His wife is sitting at home.
So
she's so proud of
him. The President of the United States is someone who knows and wants to be a referee and wants to make decisions about football. This guy is incorrigible. It's just ridiculous. But make no mistake, the reason that he's doing this kind of stuff is because of the Russia investigation, guys. Anytime you see Donald Trump step up and start making a big fuss about anything, then it's because of the Russia investigation. He's trying to deflect what you are thinking about. It's like, look at this little shiny object over here. This isn't really happening. Guys, please don't fall for it, America. I know you are smarter than that. I know you are smarter than that. So let's get to today's show. After the president's assault on the NFL players and their owners, it was clear that Sunday was always going to be a day of reckoning. Donald Trump, who rants against Stephen Curry and calls him a son of a bitch, then the NFL players who had chosen to disrespect the flag or our country, as Donald Trump tweeted, by kneeling during the national anthem, had all but abstained it also. At the days for the football game, here it went at Wimbledon Stadium in London. 27 players from the Jacksonville Jaguars and Baltimore Ravens dropped down and took a knee on the field as the Star Spangled Banner was played. Hey, by the way, the opening of the show, I could not think of a more apropos way to open the show was to have the great and the late Whitney Houston do it, because no one has ever sung the Star Spangled Banner like Whitney Houston. So, you know, we lost her to drugs. We lost her too soon. However, that was my decision, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Back to the show. This is according to The Guardian. They did not appear to be any white players taking a knee, standing above the downturned heads of any kneelers. A number of players and coaches interlocked their arms. The owner of the Jaguars, who donated $1 million to President Donald Trump's inauguration, hashtag, I bet he regrets that, shredded him between the light and the Mercedes of Lewis linebacker. And he said, our team and the National Football League reflects our nation, with diversity coming in many forms, race, faith, or views, or goals. He said, the sports is not going to fall for Donald Trump's BS. This was a powerful statement, I feel. This was a powerful statement, I feel. And, you know, the thing is that Donald Trump doesn't get it. Every time he tries the little crap that he tries, all he does is he thinks he's dividing the nation. But I don't really feel like he's dividing the nation like a lot of people think he is. I think in a lot of times he's losing people. He's losing people. I think he's losing a lot of his followers that are thinking, oh my God, what is that person that we've put in the office? Now, that music in the background, by the way, is by the amazing Sarah Evans, called A Little Bit Stronger. That means we need to take a quick break and pay, you know, do some housekeeping around here. Once again, you're listening to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, and we are heard live every Wednesday night at 5:30 Central Standard Time, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to be a part of the show, we would love for you to give us a call here at 323-870-4164. If you want to listen to the show, you can listen to the show that way with no problem. Or if you want to be a part of the show and give us your opinion, press 1. My producer will know you want to be a part of the show. Once again, this is All You Need to Know Radio. I'm John Hollywood. We'll be right back.
She's right there. The Barden Bell is an unlikely group of not men who somehow managed to win at something that didn't have to do with baking.
I can hear you.
They've graduated college, have spread their wings, and are attempting to fly.
But I have learned the life with a shot of white privilege.
Hopefully not becoming the failures we all expect them to be.
I feel really good about where I'm at right now. I'm trying to get into vet school. Fingers crossed.
Where are they now?
My name is Fat Amy Winehouse, so let's get cracking.
I quit my job.
You got fired?
No,
I quit. It's fine.
Oh, come on.
This is an overreaction.
I would do anything to sing with you guys again. Anything.
You guys, every year the USO puts on this performance to support the troops in Europe. What if I could get us an invite?
Yeah, I've suddenly got a bunch of free time, so... Hell yeah!
Never competed against bands that actually have instruments, so what's the plan?
I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. I'm coming up.
Aww. You guys just sing other people's songs, like karaoke.
Karaoke?
No.
That's so cute.
This is Calamity, this is Serenity, Veracity, and Charity.
If I joined your group, I could be Obesity.
Another day on stage for the Bellas. This is their big plummet.
Their fade out.
Into nothingness.
You sure about this? Have I ever let you down?
All the time.
What?
You're very unreliable. It's like one of the hallmarks of your personality.
Are you not remembering all the times I've been awesome?
Oh! Let Parker finish this.
Try to have some dignity.
Okay, everybody. That is Pitch Perfect that is coming to movie theaters in December. Pitch Perfect number 3. Let me tell you something. I highly, highly recommend this movie. Make sure that you go see it because number one was amazing. It completely showed a new way to sing. But number 2 sucked. This is going to be number 3. All right, so what we want to get to next, I'm so excited about this song, this show coming back. It's coming back, I believe it's Thursday night. Isn't that right, Mr. Producer? Yeah, he just went in my ear and said yes. Okay, so Wednesday night, NBC, Will and Grace are coming back. Here's a little teaser. What's so funny, guys, is that the story behind this is that it was one of the most successful sitcoms on the air, and then it was canceled, sadly. But then they did this skit called The Vote, and basically they were making fun of Donald Trump if he was ever becoming president, which sadly that's what happened, but that's another thing going on. But 7 million people had watched the video they posted within 2 hours and like 10 minutes. And the executives at NBC went, wait a minute, maybe we've got something here. So they got the whole cast back. Everybody looks amazing. Can't wait for you to see it. Let's get them some high ratings, everybody. Will and Grace, this Thursday, Here's a taste.
It was a phenomenon that changed television forever.
Eyebrow plucker, leg waxer, parasite, overbite, lady, tramp, underdeveloped cat.
Coming to NBC Thursday.
Oh, my God. It's really happening.
The 16-time Emmy winner is back.
Will and Grace are living together. Jack's across the hall. Karen's still rich. We just get back to business.
It'll be different this time.
Will it?
Yes. Because all the other times we've done this, we thought it would be different, but this time we know it's going to be exactly the same.
Brad and Angelina announced their divorce the same week my relationship ends. Selfish.
Karen.
What, honey?
What are you listening to?
Fox News.
In this house, a queen beats a straight every time. He's a man, but he's aged into a lesbian.
Steven Tyler, John Boyd, Newt Gingrich.
Don't get me started.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Thursday, September 28th, the classic returns.
The cast of Will and Grace reunite.
I think it's really nice that we seem to have fans that are just as excited as we are.
I, Eric Garcetti, mayor of the City of Angels, proclaim today Will and Grace Day.
We just hope that we can make everybody laugh as hard as we did before, or more.
Jack.
Just Jack.
Karen, Will and Grace begin a new era of must-see comedy.
It's a gift that we get to embody these characters again.
The episodes we've shot so far are just as good, if not better, than anything we had done.
We should just be what we've always been.
A sad, middle-aged lady. And Grace.
Will and Grace returns Thursday, September 28th on NBC.
Everybody, welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. We are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday at 5:30 Central Standard Time. You can follow us on All You Need to Know Radio on Facebook, and you can follow us on All Need to Know Radio on Twitter. You're welcome to send us any messages that we will try to get to, which we're going to do that today also. That was Will and Grace we ran in a promo. Guys, it comes on Wednesday. Make sure that you're going to watch it. All right, so let's get back to Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump has been trying to cause problems once again. He likes to try to cause problems. And he only does it for his excitement, just to make himself feel important is pretty much what I feel like he does it for. Actually, I really wish that was the reason he was doing it. But let me tell you why I actually think he is doing it. He's doing anything because he is trying to distract from the investigation that is now officially, listen to this, guys, officially the president of the United States is being investigated, his family, his friends, and his campaign for Russian collusion. Now, listen. When a special prosecutor gets involved, they're not limited to just what they're investigating. Just ask Bill Clinton with situation with Monica Lewinsky. You know, when Ken Starr started, Ken Starr was not investigating a woman sucking the president's dick or getting cum all over her blue dress. Kids are listening, but that's just what happened. Let's put it in terms. But the bottom line is that when a special prosecutor gets involved, they can go wherever they want to go with the investigation. And where it looks like the investigation is going is, I told you that if you were really good, I might tell you what I know so far. So you've been very, very good. I can tell that there's a lot of people listening. And it's so amazing for me to be able to see exactly, where people are listening. because I love the fact like Blog Talk Radio lets us, you know like where people are listening. Like right now, people are listening in Canada, in China, in France, in Russia. Ooh, I don't know how that good that is. But once again, people are listening in Chicago. People are actually listening in Dallas, which is great. But we get all these reports while we're doing the show. So that's actually pretty incredible. So once again, so appreciative that you take your time to actually sit down and listening. We have a little over 79,000 people listening to our show right now. So like to let you know that kind of up front, because we get those kind of information. And it's good that you know that, because it lets people know and it lets us know that we're doing something right here. And I know that the president of the United States is a crook, and I want him out of office. I want him out of office more than anything. And I really wish and I hope that anything I say on this radio station makes someone think that they voted for Trump, and it makes them question why, and it makes them eventually regret them voting for Trump. Because Donald Trump made a lot of promises, just like all politicians do, but Donald Trump is a pathological liar. And actually, I believe he's mentally ill. I don't think he's fit mentally to actually be the president of the United States. But back to Russia real quick. They have actually told Paul Manafort that he is going to be indicted. They have not told him what he's going to be indicted for. I also know that the special counsel is looking at General Michael Flynn. And he was the former national security advisor. That's a really big, big deal. And they're looking at him specifically for taking funds from Russia. And they're also looking at Donald Jr., Donald Trump's son. And see, a lot of people think that the pardons can just happen by the President of the United States. However, if these pardons have anything to do with a possible impeachment of the actual sitting president, then the president, I don't believe, can pardon these people because they are part of an impeachment inquiry, which I think that is in the Constitution. I may need to look that up, or that might be just me hoping and praying, which, you know, I am doing, because I really do believe Donald Trump belongs behind bars. He is a con man. He has cost millions of people their jobs. He's wasting our money by, you know, by talking about everything he used to talk about former amazing president Barack Obama taking vacations. Donald Trump goes either to New York to one of his estates, or he goes to Florida to another one of his Mar-a-Lago or whatever the fuck that's called. But the thing is that it costs $200,000 an hour on Air Force One. And I understand the president needs to be protected. And I would venture out to guess that he probably has to spend a lot more money with Secret Service. And he probably gets more death threats than any other president in the history of this country, is what I would bet, with all the hate that he spews from his mouth. But that's what's going on there. Right now, what we're talking about is Friday night, for whatever reason, Donald Trump decided to basically go after anybody that wanted to kneel during the national anthem, alleging and basically lying, not alleging, he was flat out lying to his supporters that when you take a knee during the national anthem, you are disrespecting the American flag. And that is just an out lie. That is not why Cumberpatch, I think that's his name. Colin Cumberpatch. I don't think I'm getting his name right, and I'm so sorry. But the thing is that that's not why he's taking a knee. He's taking a knee because he wants to make sure he's taking a knee. Basically, let me tell you what the New Yorker is saying, because I think they get it right. The New Yorker reports Sunday was always going to be a day of reckoning for Donald Trump, whose rants against Stephen Curry, the sons of bitches, and the NFL players who have chosen to disrespect the flag, as Trump tweeted by kneeling during the national anthem, had it only been that. But the first day of the football game, they took it to heart, and they all kneeled in London. Okay, Now let's get to the sports commentator, Art Stapleton, tweeted that the image of Khan among his men was powerful. Khan was the owner of the team in London. Okay, so locking arms does indeed look powerful. Kneeling looks more humble. Last year before the election, Colin Kaepernick took one knee during the national anthem when he played for the San Francisco 49ers in protest. Now listen, this is the reason that he took the knee. He did not take the knee to disrespect the American flag. Listen closely, because everyone else is lying to you, trying to tell you that that's what he did, and that's not why he was taking the knee. He took the knee in protest of police brutality against Black Americans. Black Americans were being shot by white cops for no reason. There have been countless things that have happened where a police officer goes up to someone in a car after he pulls it over. It's all on Facebook too. It's recorded live on Facebook. And they're talking about, don't shoot me, don't shoot me. I'm reaching for my, just my insurance or my, I just want to let you know I have a gun on me. So I'm trying to tell you I'm reaching for my permit to show you. And he shot him anyway, because he's like, well, I told you not to move. Well, trust me. Let me tell you something, guys. I have dated police officers, which is quite fun, by the way. but the thing is that a lot of police officers don't get respect. I get that. I do get that. But shooting an unarmed man when he is sitting in the seat where you have a door between you is cowardly. And then this police officer actually got off. So this happened time after time after time after time. And eventually Colin had enough and he was just like, okay, this is not, I'm going to do this in protest. Now that's called free speech. And we're allowed to do that. We're allowed to take a knee. We're allowed to do anything in peaceful protest. That's what the Constitution guarantees. Why doesn't Donald Trump get that? Why don't a lot of Americans get that? It's not a bad thing to take a knee. It's not a bad thing to do a peaceful protest. It's okay. So that music right there means that we do need to take another break. And guys, when we come back, what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about what's actually happening around the world. People are taking knees, even with President Trump attacking people and actually out and out telling the NFL owners their job that they should actually fire any athlete that takes the knee, which I found so funny because he acts like that he is an NFL owner. And God, if I was an NFL owner, I would stop watching football. God's just evil. But in any case, we do need to take a quick break. You're listening to All You Need to Know Radio if you're just joining us. You're also welcome to join us by calling 323-870-4164. That's 323-870-4164. You can follow us on Facebook at All You Need to Know Radio. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. Once again, All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. We'll be right back.
Out on a night like this, I just can't hide, cause it's time to live it up. So come on and raise your cup. If we talk about memories, yeah, we're gonna make them. Talk about rules, you know we're gonna break them.
darkness. The balance.
Had any doubt who that was, that is Star Wars, and it comes out in December. I want to dedicate that promotion to a very special friend of mine, David Cook. His birthday happens to be right around the time it comes out. Once again, hi, David. Welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. That is the country music superstar, now pop superstar, Taylor Swift with Look What You Made Me Do. We're going to see how her album does. Right now, she's having trouble getting one of her singles played. I keep hearing that it's called Are You Ready For It? And I actually like the song, but, you know, I actually really miss Taylor that was the sweet, innocent Taylor. I like the Tim McGraw days and White Horses, and I don't know. I've actually seen her in concert. I saw her in front of 60,000 people at AT&T Stadium, and she was amazing. She, you know, she sang live, and she had no problem in just controlling everything. So once again, welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I'm your host, John Hollywood. You are welcome to join us live here in studio at 323-870-4164. That's 323-870-4164. And if you'd like to be part of the show, just hit 1 and tell the producer what you want to talk about, or just simply listen to the show. All right, guys, so let's get back to this. We're talking about our stupid president and how he feels like that he should be able to tell NFL owners and players what they can do, as far as that, you know, they should make rules and things like that. I think I was reading off air that he's trying to create a law. Maybe I'm going a little far with this, so I want to make sure I quote it right. He's trying to make a law that, or maybe he's suggesting a rule that if you take a knee, you should be fired by the league. What's so funny though about this, real quick, let's remind you what we're talking about. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick took, and I hope I'm saying the guy's name right. He took a knee during the national anthem, and it was not, I repeat, it was not to disrespect the American flag. It was to protest, to peacefully protest the police brutality against Black Americans. He was tired of watching kids get shot, and they were all Black, guys. There's no way to say that. The quietness and action invited loud disapproval. For the past year, the NFL and many of its players have been distancing themselves from Kumbernick, who has also seen unapologetic. And who, great, that's great. I'm glad that. But the thing is that he may not be able to get a job because it is a job being a player. I do understand that. But the thing is when you stand up for yourself on those kind of things, then you do need to be ready to take what happens with that. I do agree with his ability to protest peacefully, and if he wants to take a knee, that's fine. That being said, I also do see the fact that he is being paid by a company. He's being paid by whoever he was on the team with, because the 49ers, I think. And if the 49ers have a policy that you are not supposed to do anything like that, and I'm not sure whether they did or they didn't, but then you shouldn't do it. Because if you do it, then you do put your job in jeopardy. That does not mean you cannot peacefully protest other ways. So Donald Trump went crazy. Once again, don't fall for it. Remember, he's only doing these things because as a president, he is failed. I mean, we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. But remember, he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare, tax relief. He was going to do the wall. I can't even remember all the things that he's tried to do. We'll talk about whether any of those have been accomplished in a minute. I want to give a big shout out to Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys here in Dallas, Texas. Actually, Arlington, Texas. Thank you, Laura Miller. She caused us and caused Dallas to lose millions, probably billions of dollars because of her little dispute with the Cowboys. Nevertheless, that's over and done with, and we're moving on. But Jerry Jones had originally released a statement that I don't know that was actual factual, because he said, if you kneel before during the national anthem during a Dallas game and you're a Dallas football player, you will be fired. So what was interesting about that is that this past Sunday, before the national anthem, he joined the entire Dallas Cowboy team and kneeled before the anthem. And during the anthem, nobody put their hand over their heart. They actually locked arms, all of them. So this is from AOL News. President Donald Trump tweeted on Wednesday morning that the Dallas Cowboys will stand for the national anthem after having a conference with the team owner, Jerry Jones. Spoke to Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys. Trump treated Jerry as a winner, and he knows how to get things done. Players will stand for the country. Well, fast forward. On Tuesday, Donald Trump is bashing the NFL for its low ratings, and then praised the Dallas Cowboys for kneeling before the anthem, but standing up for – they kneeled before the national anthem, but they stood up for the actual national anthem, and Trump called that display big progress. Let me back up real quick. Donald Trump keeps mentioning ratings. He's got these size issues, like – He likes to think his hands are bigger than what they are. He has little itty-bitty hands, which probably leads to little itty-bitty other things that disgust me and make me want to throw up in my mouth whenever I think about it. So, but he has this thing about size, and like he likes to talk about how his inauguration in when he was sworn in was much bigger than Obama's. So much to the point that he had his spokesman come out, Sean Spicer, and just belittle the media about how big that he couldn't believe that they could not see how big that Donald Trump's inauguration was bigger than Obama's. Fast forward to like last week when the Emmys came on, they had Sean Spicer come on and just do a parody of making so much fun of Donald Trump. It wasn't even funny. So The bottom line is that Donald Trump keeps talking about low ratings for football. That is an absolute lie. Ratings are not low. Ratings are not the best, I don't believe, but I don't think they're low, 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 like he likes to say. And the other thing that he said that just made me really laugh is that he wanted to talk about that people were watching at the beginning of the game. And they were only there, they were only watching at the beginning of the game to see what he was going to do, see if he was going to say something. I mean, the guy is just, he's beyond a moron. I can't even with this. I really just can't even go with it. I can't. So what's so funny about this is that he said that he talked to Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. They were going to be standing during the national anthem. And I guess they did. But the thing is that they did, in fact, kneel. But for the national anthem, they stood locked arms. So I thought for the national anthem, you were supposed to put your hand over your heart, which I've caught Donald Trump not doing many, many times. I mean, his wife is not even from here. In fact, she came here illegally. But the thing is that he doesn't put his hand over his heart constantly. So for him to try to act like the flag is something he actually really cares about was just in itself hilarious. So the funny thing, and it's not funny because I don't know how many of you guys have seen American Sniper, but we are going to, when we come back, we're going to tell you about Chris Kyle's wife actually commented on this about how President Trump was using this and how she actually felt about it. And I think you might actually be a little surprised at what her response was. Do you think she was happy that Donald Trump was using her husband's death and talking about how she would be outraged? And I think you really might be very interested to find out what she says. So we're going to tell you that in just a moment. Real quick, I want to do this very exciting part of our show. It's one of my favorite part of our shows, and it's called our Song Pick of the Week. And our Song Pick of the Week this week is about, you haven't heard from these people in quite a long time. In fact, one of the artists that is in the song actually filed rape charges against a producer. She actually was not even really in the public eye as far as singing for a while. She wrote hits for major like Britney Spears, and I can't even remember who else, but she's back out with another hit with Macklemore, and Kesha is back, is who I'm talking about. And they have a brand new song, and it's called Good Old Days. And I think it's a great song. I think it's going to hit number one. And guess what, guys? It's a treat for you. It is All You Need to Know Radio's Song Pick of the Week. It's new, and it's dangerous, and it's in your face. Take a listen.
In that 12 passenger van in a small club in Minnesota, and the snow outside of First Ave, I just wanted my name in the star. Now look at where we at, still growing up, still growing up. I would lay in my bed and dream about what I've become. Couldn't wait to get older, couldn't wait to be something. Now that I'm here, wishing I was still young. Gonna change. You'll miss the man. the answers. Wish I didn't drink all of that blast first. Wish I made it to homecoming. Got up the courage to ask her. Wish I would've gotten out of my show. Wish I put the bottle back on that show. Wish I wouldn't have worried about what other people thought and felt comfortable with myself. Rooftop open and the stars above. Moment frozen, sneaking out and falling in love. Me, you and that futon. We just begun. On the grass dreaming, figuring out who I was. Those good old days. Young. Maybe you always look back and think it was better than it was. Maybe these are the moments. Maybe I've been missing what it's about. Been scared of the future, thinking about the past while missing out on now.
All right, guys, so that was our song pick of the week, and that is The Good Old Days by Macklemore and by Kesha. We think that song is going to go number one, and I invite you guys to go to iTunes or wherever you can and download that song. Show your support because, you know, the artists do need it, so make sure you do that. All right, so we are going to step away for one more moment, and then when we come back, we're going to be telling you a little bit about, we're just going to finish this up, and we're going to talk about, I don't know if you saw American Sniper, but his widow came out and told President Trump exactly what she thought about his comments about players kneeling and disrespecting the flag and what she actually felt like about him invoking his name. You might be surprised. All right, guys, you're listening to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. We are here every Wednesday night at 5:30 Central Standard Time. We invite you to come to the show. Join us live at 323-870-4164. We will be right back.
A phenomenon that changed television forever.
Eyebrow plucker, leg waxer, parasite, overbite, lady, tramp, underdeveloped calf.
Coming to NBC Thursday.
Oh my God, it's really happening.
The 16-time Emmy winner is back.
Will and Grace are living together. Jack's across the hall. Karen's still rich. We just get back to business.
It'll be different this time.
Will it?
Yes. Because all the other times we've done this, we thought it would be different, but this time we know it's going to be exactly the same.
Brad and Angelina announced their divorce the same week my relationship ends. Selfish.
Karen.
What, honey?
What are you listening to?
Fox News.
In this house, a queen beats a straight every time. He's a man, but he's aged into a lesbian.
Steven Tyler. John Boyd. Newt Gingrich.
Don't get me started.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Thursday, September 28th, the classic returns.
The cast of Will and Grace reunite.
I think it's really nice that we seem to have fans that are just as excited as we are.
I, Eric Garcetti, mayor of the City of Angels, proclaim today Will and Grace Day.
We just hope that we can make everybody laugh as hard as we did before, or more.
Jack.
Just Jack.
Karen. Will and Grace begin a new era of must-see comedy.
It's a gift that we get to embody these characters again.
The episodes we've shot so far are just as good, if not better, than anything we had done.
We should just be what we've always been.
A sad, middle-aged lady. And Grace.
Will and Grace returns Thursday, September 28th on NBC.
I don't know what to call them, but they're an amazing metal group. The Metal Kings, I don't know. But anyway, that's Slipknot with Remember to Forget. It's an amazing song. I love it. I didn't used to like heavy metal music, but, you know, that's changed. I like all kinds of music, so it's different. It's different for everybody. Welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. Make sure that you follow us on Facebook at All You Need to Know Radio and on Twitter at All Need to Know Radio. Okay, so we were talking about Donald Trump losing his mind the other day about, you know, saying NFL players should be fired because they're disrespecting the flag by taking a knee during the national anthem. Once again, that is not what that is about, okay? So if we need to refresh your memory, I can let you know that the reason that that was happening was because Colin Kaepernick was kneeling not to disrespect the flag. I want to say that over and over and over and over and over so that everybody, excuse me, everybody understands live show, so that everybody understands that's not what this is about. It's about police brutality against Black Americans, not African Americans, Black Americans. And you know what? We're allowed to do that. That's what the Constitution says. It's free speech. And even the president cannot do anything about free speech because whether he knows it or not, he is the person to enforce the Constitution. He doesn't write the Constitution. Somebody should tell him that. Someone like Pat Tillman. Everybody remember Pat Tillman? The sad gentleman that the movie American American Sniper was done about, and Bradley Cooper played an amazing part in that movie. Well, Donald Trump once again opens his mouth, starts talking about NFL, Army Rangers, says her husband's service should never be politicized in any way that divides us. She considers what Donald Trump is doing is dividing us. And I agree with her. Marie Tillman released a statement on CNN Monday after President Trump retweeted an account referencing Pat Tillman and using the hashtag stand for our anthem, stating that Mr. Trump criticized NFL players for kneeling during the Star Spangled Banner to protest police treatment of blacks and other social injustices. More than 200 NFL players knelt on Saturday during the national anthem this weekend. Tillman walked away from the NFL to join the Army after September 11th of 2001 attacks. He was killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan in 2004. Guys, I'm just reminding you who he was. Anyway, his wife did not like the fact that Donald Trump sent a tweet showing ratings for NFL football are way down. And you should expect during the start of the game when people tune in to see whether or not our country will be disrespected. She doesn't want any part of this, guys. She doesn't want any part of this. So that's where this is. Donald Trump, stay out of what you don't know because you don't know. You don't know what in the world you're talking about. So stop it. Just stop it, stop it, stop it. Try your hardest to be president. All right, guys, so we're out of time for tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. Once again, you have been listening to All You Need to Know Radio, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, and please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at All You Need to Know Radio on Facebook and All Need to Know Radio on Twitter. Send us information. We love to hear from our fans to know exactly what you're thinking. I want to know, do you think that it's un-American to kneel during the national anthem if you are protesting something? Is it? Or is it you just doing your First Amendment right?
And you can do the same, yeah. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never too late to try. What make you feel proud. Ooh.
Change, yeah. So do it today, yeah.